I normally do not talk during a season, but this is such a special occasion to be over here that I made myself available to the media. First of all, just like everybody else, I just wanted to thank everybody over here in England, the Grove. I had an opportunity to come over here in March to see the setup on us coming over here and if it would be conducive to what we have in the United States. And it's by far exceeded even my expectations when I came over here in March. And I think now that we have our team over here, our head coach over here, our ownership over here to see the facilities, the way the Grove has treated us, our staff, that the support staff from the football operations point to make sure that our coaches and that our players have everything that they would have as if we preparing for a normal game week back in the United States. Our equipment, our trainers, Gigi, our cook, everybody that has been part of this has done an outstanding job, and I have to give credit to Chris Parsons, who I spoke to again yesterday, who helps spearhead this thing in the NFL in general for the facilities that they provide for the field that we're practicing on. And I know when we get to Wembley Stadium, that type of atmosphere will be a playoff-type atmosphere. I know we're disappointed right now to be 0-3. I know each game has come down to maybe two or three plays. I know Pittsburgh is a desperate team as well. So to come over here this early in the season and for the English fans to see two teams that historically are very successful come into Wembley Stadium, it's going to be, I believe, a playoff-type atmosphere. And they'll get to see an excellent brand of football.
Considering, we spoke just after the draft and we talked about your three first round picks. Considering you did so much dealing in the draft, are you feeling any extra pressure that you're 0-3 at the moment?
There's always pressure, whether you're 3-0 or 0-3. That's part of the business. And no one wants to be 0-3. Everybody would love to be 3-0, but that's not the realistic part of our game. But I know our coaches are working extremely hard. Our players are working extremely hard to get corrected just a couple of those things that can turn our season around, and it has to start this weekend. You know, the other thing that I forgot to mention is the one thing that we are getting adjusted to is I left my staff and the personnel staff back in the United States. So at 2 in the morning, I'm sitting there looking at the wire, any potential moves that can be made, the logistics of making those moves and how do you get them over to England. Does the guy have a passport if you had to bring a player over here? So that's been kind of interesting. In fact, I had to get woken up this morning. I didn't get to bed till about 2:30. And, you know, I called my people this morning over there, and it's 3 in the morning over there, and they asked, what the heck are you doing? We got till 9 o'clock tonight to make a move, but we have to do it on your time. So, but, no, it's worked out great so far, and we'll see anything from a personnel standpoint, if we have to do anything, that we'll be able to get that accomplished.
With your second year, that's an option. You may have to get somebody over here to help.
We're doing that every day. You know, we're looking to see what players are released. The wire comes over here a little later. Like I said, that's one of the purposes why, you know, we have our personnel staff back in the United States. Not only are our college guys not over here because they're in the midst of their college season, but George Payton, my assistant, and our pro guys are also over there working the wires, and we're having meetings over the phone on that right now.
Have you talked to Antoine Winfield or his agent?
You know, I won't get into any facts on who we talk to or what we're doing. Again, we always look at options when there are injuries, and we'll continue to do that.
I mean, can you rule him in or out for a return?
I can't rule anything. You never know.
Frank, do you know off the top of your head roughly how many players needed passports for this trip?
We did 90. You know, we made sure all 90 of our players during training camp, because we did not know what the final 53 was going to look like, so we wanted to make sure that we were ahead of schedule. Once we made the 53, we didn't want to start scrambling because this is such an early game in the season. It's only the fourth week that we had to scramble for passports. So Luther Hippie, who runs our football operations, along with Paul Martin and Chad Lundeen, done an excellent job And guys, you know, from our player development, Les Pico, really worked as a team to make sure everybody was able to get over here and do what we needed to get done.
Coach Frazier said that an environment like this can bring a team together, or it can, if your team has issues, it can tear a team apart. You've built this roster, you know the character of the team.
I think from the type of character that we have, not only with our coaching staff, but with our players, this is going to be a great opportunity. And talking to some other general managers that have been over here, I know they were a little bit later in the season when they have played over here, but they said what a unique opportunity it is during the season to get a training camp type atmosphere. And I know when you're 0-3, to come over here in London to get away from some of the distractions that are at home, to come here and bond. Like I said, I walked through the lobby last night and I seen 7 or 8 of our players just sitting around talking. Now, that opportunity probably isn't going to present itself when they're back, because a lot of them are going to be with their families or doing things outside that they normally do, you know, when they leave our facility. But here, that's who we are. We're a family, and it gives everybody an opportunity. In fact, I'm sharing a office with Rob Brzezinski. Now, I want to pull his hair out, whatever he has left by the time we get out of here, but it's just a great bonding experience, and I think it comes at a perfect time for us.
Rich, when you look at the three performances, are there some things that were revealed that you didn't expect about what your club was supposed to be able to do?
You know, when you go back and you look at the tape and you're evaluating, and it seemed, you know, the way we've lost the games, you know, and it's a combination of offense, of defense, of special teams, but to lose them in the style that we've lost them, you know, at the end of the games, that's the thing that really can be frustrating. And a lot of those things, like Coach Frazier has stated, can get corrected. And I think we have the right players to get those situations corrected. So, and we have to, it's a sense of urgency. We have to get them corrected, and hopefully we'll be able to do that this week. But that's the most frustrating thing. It's not like you're going out and, you know, getting beat 30-0 or 40-0. It comes down each week to 2 or 3 plays. And that's like for most of the NFL games. So to come over here in England and the fans in England understanding American football, and to see that as much banging goes around and ball bounces here and ball bounces there, it doesn't roll as smooth as a soccer ball, I know that. But just 1 or 2 plays can make a difference between a win and a loss.
Les talked about not having to change the offense, you know, if Matt has to play. When you went into the offseason, is that what you were looking for at quarterback?
We were looking at, you know, a talented football player, but also one that would fit the scheme. Because the one thing you don't want to put your coaches in a predicament is that you bring in, whether it's a quarterback or any other position, a guy that doesn't fit schematically what our coaches are trying to do. Because we do this in any personnel move that we make, whether it's in the draft or we're signing someone in free agency. My job is, when we're putting this team together, is to understand schematically what the coaches want, offensively and defensively especially, and does that player fit in that scheme? And we felt Matt Castle definitely does do that. So if there is any type of change during the season, and you're always going to have to deal with injuries, that player should fit schematically with what we're trying to do.
Does it almost take the pressure off not being in Minnesota this Sunday? Because you're not going to be in front of a home crowd if things aren't going your way. You can kind of turn it around yourself.
No. It's going to be, anytime you line up on that field, regardless of where you're playing, there's pressure. And there's pressure to win in this league, regardless of your home, away, you're overseas here in London. It still comes down to winning football games, and you feel that pressure every weekend.
How would you assess Christian's development 3 games into his 3rd season?
You know, I don't want to get into the evaluating personnel at this point. I always kind of sit back and take a grand picture of it and evaluate and assess at the end of the year. I know our coaches, and I write up reports on all of our players every week, but I'm not going to sit here and comment directly on a player he's doing this or he's doing that right now. I will do that at the end of the season when we make our final assessments.
Time for two more.
We're seeing a different start to some of the heavily tipped NFC teams. I'm thinking the 49ers, for example, puts a slightly different perspective on your start.
Well, I don't worry, or we don't worry about, other teams that may not have started out as fast. We're worried about the Minnesota Vikings and how we need to get our first win. But that's what's great about our league. I mean, you can do all the predictions in the preseason. You can do all, this team made this move in the offseason, this team did this in the offseason. But it comes down to once it kicks off on opening weekend, and for the next 17 weeks, it's unpredictable. And I think that's what's the exciting part of our game, because the parity in our league is so close. And what I was referring to earlier is that sometimes a lot of these games are a three-point difference, a one-point difference. It comes down to two or three plays in a game, because I think all the teams, do have talent to play and to win in this league. And if you don't go out and play your best football every Sunday, that you're going to get beat.
A slight influx of British players coming into the NFL.
There were a couple in the draft. In fact, and I'm sorry to cut you off, there are a couple from Germany this year that have come over and played American football, came up through, I know Menelik Watson was from England that I think was drafted by Oakland. But what you're seeing is, and every year I go to the combine, a lot of the international players that maybe haven't grown up like America playing since they've been little have come over, and they have great athletes over here, and they have guys that have the ability to play in the NFL. So when they do come over to the United States, get an opportunity to play at the collegiate level, get their skills developed, you're seeing more and more international type players integrating into our league.
So is there a chance of you coming straight to the source and maybe setting up a scouting network here in the UK?
I'd have to ask. I do love it over here. I mean, the weather's great. I don't know what you guys are talking about, rain. It's been sunny and 70. I told my wife, when you get over here on a weekend, this is a heck of a place. I said, bring your bathing suit. It's like in the Bahamas here every day.
All right.
Very good. Thank you.